Chapter 3. Vehicles. During the week following my first Sunday at Thomas Road, I tried to better prepare for my second. I clicked around the Thomas Road website, trying to figure out what was so special about the living Christmas tree. I had pictured a magnificent pine tree, silvered with lights, but the ticketing page on the website showed only an indoor seating chart. No tree. Perhaps there's a hole in the floor for it? The next weekend would be my last chance to go. Most of the tickets for the Sunday afternoon performance were already sold out, but I found a single aisle seat available in the back, under the balcony, and I bought it. I sat on my bed and reviewed the information packet from the Connections class. In it, I found Thomas Road's nebulously articulated purpose, to bring glory to God by making a positive difference in the lives of people, and its mission statement, to win the lost and connect them to the local church, where they will develop into servants and worshipers of God. A numbered list broke down the elements of the church's mission statement. 1. Win the lost to Christ and get them baptized, Class 101. 2. Connect them to a local church. 3. Help every believer to develop, Class 301. 4. Encourage every member to serve in the church. 5. Worship God with all our hearts. The number assigned to Pastor Woody's connection class was 201, which meant I had skipped 101, getting one to Christ and baptized. Was there even a class for 101? I hadn't seen it on the website. I flopped flat on the bed, amazed by my own cluelessness. I had enrolled in a class as if church was school. I had failed to understand the simple idea that I couldn't be connected to a church before I'd been turned on. Pastor Woody had assumed I was already a Christian. I had assumed he would know I wasn't. At some point, I was going to have to tell Woody I hadn't gotten around to giving my life to Christ. And oh, while we're on the subject, I actually don't know what anyone means by that. Thinking about this exchange was giving me indigestion. It wouldn't have been strange if I had just told him at the start that I was lost. But now it would seem strange I hadn't said anything. Well, I was going to have to give it a shot.